As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Hi, buddy. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, April the 29th, coming up to the end of April here, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, and that's becomevocallocal.com. Or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. 647. Big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals build stronger support for new eyes. Crude oil is up and the dollar is down. We'll go there in the market report this morning. Tornadoes ravaging the southern states. Yep, we'll talk about that as well. William and Kate married. Phew, at last. Banks under pressure. All that will be in the news basket. Big topic today will be FEMA, the multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program. And, of course, Agenda 21. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go in our market report for this morning, Friday, April the 28th, 2011. Of course, Europe, I guess, and England have decided not to get involved in things today. I don't know. We'll see how all that goes. But there won't be a London gold fix. Nonetheless, everybody's out partying with William and Kate, I guess. Active trading, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You're not going to close the gold spot market. Gold up $1.50 at $1,537.30 an ounce. Silver up 35 cents at $48.83. Platinum up $9 at $1,845. And palladium up $8 at $780. All the precious metals coming out, closing up this week, very high. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, of course, this is going to be changing throughout the broadcast. $1,530.90 for a low, $1,541.70 for a high. Charting all new highs in there, but at $1,537.30, your gold is up year to year, $370.10 an ounce for a 31.71% on your return on your investment. Don't expect to find that down at the corner bank. The SPDR gold shares unusually throughout the whole week has been remaining unchanged at 1,229.64 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued this morning at these spot prices at $60.7 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 72 at 12,763. The NASDAQ closed up 3 at 2,873. And the S&P 500 up 5, closing at 1,360. Be right back. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Friday, April the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and welcome to all of our micro broadcasters, our AM and FM affiliates, now coming back and joining us after their top-of-the-hour news and weather break. Let's go back into our market report and close it out for this morning. After trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Going to be a good day in the metals, I have a feeling. Gold up $1.50 at $1,537.30 an ounce. Silver up 35 cents at $48.83. Setting some all-new highs here for gold, all-time highs, lifetime highs. And platinum up $9 at $1,845 an ounce. And palladium up $8. At $780 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average again up 72 yesterday, closing out at 12,763. The NASDAQ closed up 3 at 2,873. And the S&P 500 closed up 5 at 1,360. Where it'll close today is anybody's guess, but these are some pretty high numbers in the Dow. The crude oil this morning up 41 cents at $113.27 a barrel for light sweet crude. Those 42-gallon barrels delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning going the other way. Down, down, down. Will it get to 71.18? Robert Chapman thinks it will. Off 21 basis points this morning at 72.91. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. Where this morning we find that the Canadian loonie trading off 13 basis points at $1.05. The Mexican peso up 24 basis points. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 28 basis points, taking advantage of this weakening U.S. dollar at $1.49 U.S. The British pound, curiously enough, The multiplier there is 0.600. And if you want to look at it in the long form, 4 points after the decimal, the British pound this morning with Kate and William being wed is at 1.666. I wonder how hard it was to work that out. Anyway, up 23 basis points. The Swiss franc this morning up 80 basis points at $1.15 U.S. The bond market, the yield on your two-year treasuries, the bonded indebtedness this morning is at 0.62%. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.30 and the 30-year is at 4.40. The mortgage market this morning, we see this continuing decline in the fixed-rate mortgage rates, coming down from 4.06% a month ago. This morning in the 15-year fixed at 3.94, and the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages moved down from 4.85 a month ago to 4.72. Of course, your prime rate is locked in, written in steel, at 3.25%. This morning, your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 31.48 ounces of gold or silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Let's look over at the AM Kitco Metals Roundup. This is the report by Jim Wyckoff, or Wyckoff, came out earlier this morning. COMEX gold and silver futures prices are trading higher Friday morning, with gold hitting a new all-time record high and silver prices once again leading the way and posting sharper gains. Of course, if you go over and look at the New York Slime, they'll tell you that silver is about to go into the toilet and gold's a bad investment, but depends on where you get your information, doesn't it? June gold hit a new high of $1,541 an ounce as of this writing, while silver prices are again closing in on major psychological resistance at the $50 an ounce level. June gold last traded up $8.50, this would be your Dubai futures, at $1,539.70. Spot gold last traded up $3.70 an ounce at $1,540. May COMEX silver last traded up $1.51 at $49.03 an ounce. The Asian and the London markets were closed Friday, which makes for thinner market dealings worldwide. The U.S. dollar index is weakening again Friday morning and is hovering near its fresh 2.5-year low. The still very weak overall technical posture of the U.S. dollar index remains a bullish factor for the precious metals markets as long as the U.S. dollar index is trending lower. Selling interest in the precious metals will be limited. That means you buy long, you stay long, you're getting in here to ensure the preservation of your lifelong wealth. And this is not a market to play funny with. Just get in there, get in as deep as you can get. Here's an interesting article found this morning. State to appeal mining rights ruling. Now, this is not the U.S. We're down here in the dark continent. But the state indicated on Friday that it would appeal a judgment by the North Guatong High Court. It's hard to say what country this is that we're dealing with, but it doesn't matter. It's the technical that I'm interested in here, which ruled that a holder of a deprived and expropriated old order mineral right was entitled to compensation. And if you don't understand what I just said, you might want to tune into Hal Anthony's broadcast this coming Sunday from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central Time. Get behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony and open a big can of whoop-ass. If there's anybody on the networks these days that understands mining rights, it's Hal Anthony. He'll be on Sunday. Do listen to his broadcast if you can. But this came after the court had delivered a landmark judgment on the merits of a compensation claim against the Minister of Mineral Resources. The court found that the Mineral Resources and Petroleum Development Act, the MPRDA, had deprived and expropriated the holder of an old order coal right of its property when the MPRDA was enacted on May the 1st. Well, it's a very interesting article. There's going to be a lot of contention, but this is a precedent-setting piece of legislation, a landmark ruling, property rights ruling, coming down in their country as regards to old mining claims. Old mining claims, whether it be coal, whether that be silver, or what have you. So it's interesting to me nonetheless. Hope it is to you as well. Let's look at this Econoday's calendar for today. Yesterday's jobless claims, of course, we reported that, but we weren't able to get to the pending home sales and the natural gas report because they come out after the broadcast started. We'll get those this morning, and then we'll go into the employment cost index and some other things. So let's find out what we've got to close the week on. Pending home sales yesterday, here's the report. Pending home sales jumped 5.1%. Well, what's a pending home sale? Very much like mortgage bankers' applications. It's when somebody sits down and signs up for a mortgage. Well, this is very similar to that. A pending home sale is when somebody's got an earnest money or a contract on a house. Pending home sales jumped 5.1% in March, due, according to the National Association of Realtors, to better affordability. In other words, everybody's property values are going into the tank. All right, that's where they're headed, right to the bottom. Maybe another third this year. Rising rents. What's rising rents all about? We've been talking about that throughout the whole winter. All right? So rising rents, there's a lot more rental property out there, and as rental properties become more expensive against these repo houses that you can buy, people will opt to take up one of these smaller houses and move down as opposed to renting a house at a higher rent. Now, that should be a heads up for everybody out there that's holding rental property. You want to be real careful right now about raising your rents, all right? Just hold it, get in there, stay where you're at. If anything, lower your rent a little bit. If you can soften it a little bit and capture more of the market and keep those tenants longer, look at it this way. If you raise your rents up every time somebody moves out and you've got a 3 or 4 month vacancy trying to find a new qualifying tenant, look at all that rent you've lost. Amortized over a 3 or 4 year period, you might have been doing yourself more of a service to back your rents down about 5 or 10%. So keep that in mind. But then also they attributed to job creation, and where that job was created, I don't know, but we haven't heard about it yet. Let's go on to the next one here, the natural gas report. Natural gas and storage rose 31 in the April 22nd week to 1,685 billion cubic feet. The estimates called for a 35 billion cubic foot injection. So things are looking pretty good in natural gas. No shortages out there, folks. Personal income out and outlays. The consumer sector got a lift from income growth in March, and we'll talk about that right after this.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from DistributedLiving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I'd like to get your thoughts out to a wider audience. Certainly may call in today during the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Love to hear from the listeners. You can also jump into our chat room at becomevocallocal.com and engage in the active participation of the broadcast on that wise as well. Like to say something to me on the side, I'm always looking in and monitoring the chat room. The consumer sector, let's look at the personal income and outlays once again. The consumer sector got some lift from income growth in March. Now listen to the numbers, okay? Personal income in March grew by 0.5%, following a 0.4% gain in February. So if you're making a dollar an hour, they're telling you that in March your income would have grown by half of a penny. If you put the 2 months together, add them both up, you're almost up a penny. So you'd be making a dollar and 1 cent an hour. I guess that's news célèbre. Anyway, the latest was a little higher than the median projection for a 0.4% increase. Wages and salaries rose a moderate 0.3%, softening from a 0.4% in February. Anybody that's going to get excited about three more pennies in their pay envelope, well, I guess if you're down to the last penny, that second one would help. Consumer spending slowed somewhat in the latest month, but was coming off a robust February. Consumer spending, robust February. Listen to these guys write, man. Personal consumption expenditures printed at a 0.6% rise in March. Wonder if that reflects the increase in gasoline and bread. Anyway, in March, after jumping 0.9% the prior month, analysts had forecast a 0.5% gain. Where are they getting their numbers? I mean, we got an article coming up in the news basket here this morning about the price of coffee. Going through the roof. Have you noticed? We're not talking about half of a percent. We're talking about many percentages. The slowing was largely due to a leveling off in durables. That's your washing machines, I guess. After the large advance in this component in February, durables were a little better than many expected as earlier released until new motor vehicle sales dipped in March. That's right. That's right. New motor vehicles dipped in March. But if you go over and look at O'Reilly's Auto and look at their stocks, they continue to book good gains, all right? People are out there getting new wiper blades and fan belts and a new tire, and I'm going to need another battery. The old jalopy's going to go down the road for another 25,000 miles before you'll see me ever in a... Well, it's going to go down the road going the hell of a lot further than 25,000 miles before I'd ever sign up for a $40,000 truck. I'll guarantee you that. I'm a used car guy. How about you? Anyway, the slowing was largely due to a leveling off in durables. Of course, higher gasoline prices helped boost the non-durables component. Nonetheless, real PCEs, we'll talk about them in a moment, managed to gain 0.2%. Kind of can drop down. Then they're going to keep talking about these PCEs, so we might as well figure out what PCEs are and just put that under our belt. PCEs, personal income and outlays. Why investors care? The income and the outlays are data are another handy ways to gauge the strength of the consumer sector in this economy. No, it's important, all right, because consumer spending accounts for more than two-thirds of the economy. We ought to pay attention. And where it is headed. Incomes gives households the powers to spend and or to save. Spending greases the wheels of the economy and keeps it growing. Savings are often invested in the financial markets and can drive up the prices of stocks and bonds. Even if savings simply go into a bank account, part of those funds typically are used by the bank for lending and therefore contribute to economic activity. In the past 20 years, the personal saving rate has diminished rapidly as consumers have spent a greater and greater share of their income. But that has reversed in part during the recession that began in 2008 as consumers have cut back on credit card use and have been rebuilding retirement accounts. Well, anyway, it continues at all. Personal consensus before announcement and some other things. Let's just drop it right there. Go to the next one, employment cost index. A rise in benefit costs Fed an above-trend rise in the employment cost index. So the more money the employer has to pay out to you, the employee, all right, the more the employment cost goes up, all right, this chart reflects the that rise, but it really doesn't show any acceleration in your wages. It increases the prices for everything that you have to buy. You don't get any more in your pay stub, you know, no more reflected there. But the employer has to take more and more money out of the mix and put it out to insurance and taxes and everything else, all right? So that's what this employment cost index is. And so if you can think about it, over the last 20 years, the amount of money that employers had to spend, in addition to what they give you in your pay envelope, has just gone up and up and up and up to the point where there's a huge black market underground economy working for people that are working off book. And we're going to talk about that in one of our articles here this morning. Let's go to the next article right now. Bank of America, Citibank, and the UBS manipulated the LIBOR. Now, the LIBOR is not something that I usually talk about. We've got it on the charts every morning. But that's your London Interbank overnight rate, if I understand it correctly. And so here's an article about that. This is a way that bankers can loan to bankers and so on and so forth. And this is how it works. A West Virginia pension fund sued the Bank of America Corporation, Citigroup, Citibank, Unit, UBS, claiming they manipulated the London Interbank Offered Rate. I misspoke. It's Offered Rate. The London Interbank Offered Rate, the LIBOR, in violation of U.S. antitrust laws. All right, so they're doing it again. The Carpenters Pension Fund of West Virginia filed a complaint in federal court in Manhattan yesterday claiming the banks and a group of unnamed co-conspirators, that would be the black nobility of Europe maybe, the Rothschild brothers, co-conspirators deliberately understated their borrowing costs to depress the LIBOR, lowering their interest expenses on products tied to the rate. The pension fund seeks to represent a class of all clients of the banks that invested in LIBOR-based products between 2006 and 2009. The suit seeks unspecified damages, which may be tripled under antitrust law. About $350 trillion worth of financial products globally reference the LIBOR. And the lower the LIBOR rates during the relevant period robbed lenders of significant amounts of interest income, the pension fund claims in its complaint. We believe the suit is without merit, however, said Danielle Romero Epsilos, a spokeswoman for the New York-based Citigroup. Now, that's a long article. I'm not going to give you any more on that. Just to let you know that the banks continue to remain under pressure as they should. Let's go and see what Goldman Sachs is doing. They're getting a couple of more licks upside the head. J.P. Morgan, among other banks, are being probed. Oh, wouldn't you like to watch that? By the EU over credit default swaps, all right? This is written by Annie White, or something like that. For Bloomberg, new news. Goldman Sachs Group Inc., J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, and 14 other investment banks are facing a European Union antitrust probe into credit default swaps for companies and sovereign debt. So the European Union is coming up to the plate here, and that's a good thing. The European Commission said today it opened two antitrust probes. It will check whether 16 bank dealers colluded by giving market information to Markit, a financial information provider. It will also examine whether 9 of the firms struck deals with ICE Clear Europe. That's the Intercontinental Exchange. They're going to, the ICE and the ICE and NASDAQ are going to try and throw in a bid as well for.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Back to our article here off of the Bloomberg website regarding Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, among other banks, getting probed. We're going to use a cattle prod by the EU over these CDSs, all right, credit default swaps. Well, there's a little bit more to the story. Lack of transparency in markets can lead to abusive behavior and facilitate violation of competition rules, said Joaquin Almunia, the EU antitrust chief, in an email statement, quote, I hope our investigations will contribute to a better functioning financial market. Global regulators have sought to toughen the regulation of credit default swaps, saying the trades helped fuel the financial crisis. Lawmakers in the EU plan to encourage the use of clearinghouses and transparent trading systems. CDSs are derivatives that pay the buyer face value if a borrower defaults. It's betting on failure. Interesting stuff there. Here's another one. Just in case you thought it was safe to sit on the sidelines for the election, just realize that you can sit out the election and you can sit out every election and you could never participate in the elections. But don't forget, the other side, they are. The Democrats start two campaign fundraising groups for the Obama re-election bid. Hans Nichols and John McCormick collaboratively writing this for Bloomberg New News. Democrats, with ties to President Barry the usurper, are starting a two-pronged fundraising effort outside of his official 2012 re-election campaign that is designed to counter Republican fundraising. The two groups, here's the names, get your pen and pencil out, write these down. Priorities USA and Priorities USA Action. Those are the two groups. Plan to raise money to match their efforts of Republican groups led by Karl Rove and Charles and David Koch. That's the Koch brothers. Fred Koch, their daddy. They practice creative destruction, according to the Schumpeter, the Economist, according to a news release from the groups. The plan will allow for the kind of unlimited and secret donations the president has said he opposes. Oh, I guess they traded in their acorn and they got Priorities USA and Priorities USA Action. Well, quote, while we agree that fundamental campaign finance reforms are needed, comma, Karl Rove and the Koch brothers cannot live by one set of rules as our values and our candidates are overrun with their hundreds of millions of dollars, close quote, Bill Burton, a former deputy White House spokesman, said in an emailed statement, we will follow the rules as the Supreme Court has laid them out, but the days of the double standard are over. All right, so what's sauce for the goose becomes sauce for the gander. Well, there's going to be more on that, but just to let you know, we're going to have an election, and someone's going to win, whether your hat is in the ring or not. Baucus targets billions in U.S. oil tax breaks as gasoline prices increase. Now, you'd think, I certainly did, I rushed right to this headline. Thought maybe there would be a little bit of a silver lining in the cloud. But new, you got to read the fine print on these things, folks. Jim Snyder and Richard Rubin writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, citing rising gasoline prices and corporate profits, said he will seek to repeal billions of dollars in tax breaks for multinational oil and gas companies. Well, that would seem pretty good, wouldn't it? Just go ahead and penalize the big guys. Get rid of their tax breaks. Of course, that's not going to reduce the price of gasoline at the pump. Baucus, a Montana Democrat, released yesterday what he called a blueprint for legislation that his tax writing committee will craft. The proposal offered the day ExxonMobil Corporation reported its highest net income in almost 3 years, seeks to eliminate a manufacturing tax deduction, reduce a tax credit for royalties paid to other governments, and impose an excise tax on certain Gulf leases, according to an emailed statement. That's really going to reduce the cost of bringing the oil and gas to market, won't it? Baucus's plan follows the usurper's call for Congress to end unwarranted tax breaks to oil and gas companies. Now, that's not the call that I heard the other day. I thought they were going to put together a committee and go in and investigate for fraud. Fraudulent jacking up of these prices, but that's not what they're doing. Lawmakers have offered opposing plans to respond to consumer discontent over rising gasoline prices, with Democrats focusing on alternatives to oil and the Republicans pledging to give companies more offshore access. Now, that doesn't sound like it's going to reduce the price of gasoline, does it? Now is the time, here's a quote, now is not the time to stand idly by while large oil and gas companies get billions of dollars in tax breaks, close quote, Baucus said in the statement. He said high gas prices were hurting his constituents, and that's the truth. But he's not really being honest with us here now. The average cost of a gallon of gasoline rose to $3.89, up from $2.87 a year ago, according to AAA's daily tally posted online yesterday. Baucus's plan would use the revenue from oil and gas producers to promote what? Clean energy development. Isn't that just dandy? Let's go ahead and tax the oil companies, and then we'll give it to Don Quixote's windmills. It's not going to go back into your pocket, and it's not going to reduce the price of gasoline and diesel at the pump. All right? It's not going to reduce the amount of your electricity bill. This is just another one of those spin doctors. Anyway, that's the article there. Spain is to pass a plan on underground employment to help their budget. Now watch. This might be coming to a town near you. Emma Ross Thomas writing this for Bloomberg New News. Spain will unveil a crackdown on underground employment as the government seeks to shrink one of the region's largest shadow economies. All right. So they got an economy there. Spain, it's one of the little pigs, isn't it? Sure it is. All right. They got an economy over there. Now it's running in the background. Right. They want to shrink it. They want to make that more difficult. Why? Because it's untaxed revenue. Untaxed revenue. All right. Let's hear a little bit more about it. The plan will offer incentives to employers to declare unregistered workers before tougher sanctions on clandestine employment are imposed in 3 months' time, Labor Minister Valeriano Gomez said yesterday. The cabinet today is due to approve the plan, which also aims to stop people from working informally while claiming government benefits. Well, I can understand that. I mean, there is that element in there. If you've got your hands out for unearned grants and aid, you ought rightly be putting something into the coffers, all right? Gomez, again, is going to hold a press conference at 1:45 p.m. to explain this measure. Spain's socialist government, now that's not a slur on my part, the author wrote that, and I agree. Spain's socialist, if not fascistist, government is clamping down on the underground economy, which is worth almost a quarter of their gross domestic product. That's right. Off-the-book workers. According to Spain's Union of Tax Inspectors, amid efforts to shield the economy from the sovereign debt crisis, the government is trying to raise revenue to slash the Euro region's third largest budget deficit while cutting an official unemployment rate of 21%. We're at the top of the European rankings in terms of the black economy. No slur on blacks. We're just talking about black market here. Just behind Greece and neck and neck with Italy. Jose Maria Molendo, Secretary General of Tax Inspectors Union, Gesta, said in a telephone interview, Gesta estimates that the undeclared earnings to be about 82 billion euro or 121 billion U.S. a year and shrinking the shadow economy by 10 percentage points as a proportion of the GDP would raise 13 billion euros in social security contributions. Well, there you go, Dorothy. Just when you thought things couldn't get worse, it does. Coffee may rise 40% on Frost after Kraft and Smucker's raise their prices. This is by Isis, not Mother Gaia, but similar. Isis Almeida and Deborati Roy for Bloomberg. New news. Brazil, the world's biggest coffee grower, is facing the risk of frost. Now, they haven't had a frost yet, but they're facing the risk of frost and after already having hail this month, all right? Raising the prospect of a 40% jump in bean costs after Kraft Foods Incorporated and J.M. Smucker Company had already increased their prices. The chance of frost in Brazil increased with the weakening of La Niña, cooling of waters in the Pacific Ocean. Brazil's SOMAR Meteorologic Logia said this week, frost in 1994 damaged 35% of the crop by 1997, sending prices up 39% that year. According to SOMAR, should cold weather damage trees this year, coffee may rise to a record $4.20 a pound in the field. Wow.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So what would a Friday be like if we didn't take a trip out to Massachusetts and talk with our roving reporter on the scenes there and say good morning to Jeff from Chelsea? Jeff, how's your teeth?
Life is going to be very good, Will. Well, I'm on my break right now, and you know what, Will? I see a sign that says combating racism. What would happen if you hear a racist remark? And you know what I was thinking about what you were talking about, Spain and their underground economy and people who are working off the books, getting a government subsidy. Guess what? That's happening in this country. And you know what? It's going to be so guys like us, a.k.a. straight white Christian male, will not be able to complain about it, because if we do, we're going to be considered racist.
Well,
shut up.
If you see something, Jeff, be sure and say something, won't you, please?
Exactly. And basically, it's shut up. Let us do what we want to do. We want to come in and turn cities into toilets. And you don't like it? Too bad. You don't shut up. You get arrested. I mean you'll have lots of time in jail. You get sued for your property because of racism. And you don't believe in diversity and so forth. I mean two men and a dog should get married and so forth. We the Barack Hussein Obama Nation have an agenda, and we're going to do what we want to do. Shut up and let us do what we want to do. It's time for you, Whitey, to cough up the reparations.
Well, Prince William is trying to set the standard here. You know, they've reached down into the garbage pail and picked up Kate Middleton. You know, she's just one of those lowly commoners, but they're going to elevate her up to a very high level in the peerage. So I guess if the Crown of England and Parliament assembled can manage that, I suppose you and I should just move aside and give our cities to others.
Exactly. And give everything to other people around the world, because we've been oppressive to all these third world countries, and it's time for us to pay until we look like Stalin's chicken. And guess what? When Stalin's chicken got plucked, all that Stalin's chicken could do was go inside Stalin's smelly jacket. That's the state, and that's where we're heading towards. And Will, all this stuff just lines up with that, Will, I thank you for having me on the broadcast. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jeff. Yeah, it's always always good to hear from Jeff, and he's right. He's right. I mean, this is where we're heading. You know, if you see something, say something. Don't you dare object to what's happening to you. Just take it in stride. Well, anyway, coffee prices going up 40% if there's a frost. Largely what you'll find in this article, this is basically just commodity speculation, all right? So now that they've told everybody, they haven't had a frost yet, but now that they've told everybody that coffees may rise 40% if they have a frost in Brazil, everybody will be watching the maps, but everybody's going to be piling into coffee. Just watch. The cost of a cup of coffee going to go up, even at Starbucks. William marries Kate, as long as we're talking about that, as cheering crowd throng London. That's right, Kittle Donaldson and Thomas Penny writing this one. Prince William and Kate Middleton married in London's Westminster Abbey as hundreds of thousands of people lined the streets, watched by an estimated global television audience of 2 billion. Then it goes on, and it tells about the dress that she's wearing and all these things, but then this fellow goes like this. He goes, "We do these things incredibly well," said Prime Minister David Cameron, who slept on the streets the night before the wedding of William's parents, Prince Charles and Diana Spencer, in 1981. He slept on the streets. He was a homeless boy, and he got all the way up to Prime Minister. Well, I don't know. Maybe he was sleeping on the streets. At least that's what he told his wife. People around the world will be watching and seeing some of the best of Britain. Middleton, who will now be known as Princess William of Wales. Now, you need to write this down. All of you amateur historians out there need to write this down. All right? These are one of these confusing, obfuscatory things that historians have to deal with, especially when they get over to any place that has nobility. All right? She starts out as this commoner, Kate Middleton. And now she's going to be known as Princess William of Wales. Now, if you don't know about Kate Middleton in the background, and you run across this reference in a book, it's hard to figure out who we're talking about. She's the first woman from outside of royalty or the aristocracy to marry so close to the throne for 350 years. I thought they had this wedding at Westminster Abbey, not in the local Johnny, but anyway, she did marry close to the throne. Maybe she wasn't feeling at all well. When William becomes the Britain's monarch, she will be Queen Elizabeth II. So it was Kate Middleton, and then it's Princess William of Wales, and then Queen Elizabeth II. Doesn't that really throw you off the trail? William's grandmother announced today that the couple will be given the titles of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. How would you like to be responsible for writing up their business cards? Why? Hello. My name is Kate Middleton. I am Princess William of Wales. I am Queen Elizabeth II. I am Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Ivory and lace, and it goes on, talks about all of that stuff. Today's celebrations are the UK's biggest royal event since the funeral in 1997 of murdered Diana, who was murdered in a car crash in Paris after her marriage ended in divorce. Of course, they didn't say that, but we know that it happened. Thousands of people slept out on the streets to get the best view of the procession. These people have an obsession with that, don't they? Sleeping out on the streets. Anyway, and those outside of Buckingham Palace were rewarded last night when Prince William went out to speak with them. Damn. "It's Disneyland," the quote says. "The mall is a big ride, and I wish I could be on it. It's an amazing fairy tale." And it is an amazing fairy tale. There's a man out there, I think his name is Jonathan Allen Hill, perhaps. He's got a court case pending to expose the Queen as being an imposter. Maybe it'll go forward. Here we go. The princess, 29 years of age, spent her last night as an unmarried woman in the 111-year-old Goring Hotel. And she may have even spent it alone. Here's another one. Gold luring central bank buyers may extend record rally. This by Pham Dai Nguyen. Tell him maybe, may or male or female, looks like a male name. Maybe Vietnamese, writes out of Seattle. He's got a good hand with writing, and he follows the gold and silver markets well. Whenever I find his articles, I like to share them with you. Central banks that were net sellers of gold a decade ago are buying the precious metal to reduce their reliance on the dollar as a reserve currency, signaling demand that may extend a record rally in prices as developing countries accelerate purchases. Gold may reach $2,000 an ounce this year, compared with a record of $1,538.80 yesterday in New York, said Robert McEwen, the chief executive officer of producer U.S. Gold Corp. Euro-Pacific Capital's Michael Pinto, who correctly predicted gold's high for the past 2 years, forecast a high of $1,600. We may go right by that. Prices reached a record 14 times this month on demand from investors seeking an alternative to the dollar after the currency slumped to the lowest since 2009. U.S. debt widened, and the Federal Reserve signaled April the 27th that borrowing costs will remain near 0% for an extended period. The economy in China, the biggest foreign holder of U.S. Treasuries, grew 9.7% in the first quarter. And we're schlepping along at a half a percentage point. China is out to have more gold than America. This is a quote. And Russia is aspiring the same, close quote, McEwen said yesterday in an interview in New York. Interesting, huh? China is out to have more gold than America. Russia is aspiring to the same. Quote, when you have a debt, you don't have a lot of flexibility. China wants to show its currency has more backing than the U.S. Of course, they are mining aggressively in China and Russia for gold and other precious metals and some of the rare earth minerals as well. In 2010, central banks became net buyers for the first time in two decades, adding 87 metric tons in official sector purchases. 87 metric tons, however. The SPDR gold shares is holding 1,229.64 metric tons, so that's not too impressive. Countries, including countries Bolivia, Sri Lanka, Mauritius, according to the World Gold Council data, China, with more than $3 trillion in foreign currency reserves, plans to set up new funds to invest in precious metals. Century Weekly reported this week, Russia purchased 8 tons of gold in the first quarter. So you can just watch as these central banks begin to pile in now, as the price of gold goes up and up and up. What's in the offing? Perhaps a partially gold-backed currency. Do you think that might happen? It might, and it might happen in our lifetimes, okay? It might even happen very soon. This article out of the chat room, Latin America Accord targets Pacific trade, all right? Out of Lima, of Peru, the presidents of Mexico, Colombia, Chile, and Peru signed an ambitious trade agreement on Thursday at strengthening commercial ties and forging a common strategy to access the lucrative Asian markets. Watch out for those pigs. Watch out for the BRICS. They're coming on us and at us.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now starting our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. First hour went through a variety of news. We're going to close out that news basket in this segment, and then we're going to go into FEMA. What do you need to know about the Hazard Mitigation Planning Program, getting started with Hazard Mitigation Planning? Before we go there, let's go back to the news. Latin American Accord, again, targets Pacific trade. And this is out of Lima, Peru. And it continues, it says, the document, known as the Pacific Accord, was signed by Mexico's Felipe Calderón, Juan Manuel Santos from Colombia, Chile's Sebastián Piñera, and the host, Peru's Alan García. Supposed to do that with the yards, I guess. Anyway, we're going to form one of the most important, most vigorous, most competitive commercial zones and of fastest growth in Latin America, said Calderon ahead of the ceremony. Calderon said that the four nations have an annual trade figure larger than the Mercosur trade bloc made of Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay. Piñera said the Pacific Accord goes beyond a traditional fee trade arrangement because it would include a closer integration of services, investments, energy, and natural resources. Santos, in turn, praised the document as, quote, a very important step for the well-being of our people. Latin America has enjoyed roaring commodity exports to Asia, primarily China, in the past few years. Exports, including silver from Mexico and Peru, copper, gold, zinc, and fishmeal from Peru, copper and lumber from Chile, and emeralds and nickel from Colombia. What are we exporting anyway? Lazy boy chairs? I don't know. Trade between China and Chile, for example. Patriot missiles? Yeah. Trade between Chile and China, for example, reached $17.8 billion in 2009, according to Chinese government. In Peru, Chinese companies have invested more than $1.4 billion mainly in mining operations, making it the top destination of the Asians' giants' investments in Latin America. Don't forget the Sudan partition, and Chinese involvement there, picking up more of the mining rights out of the new partitioned Sudan. It'll be North and South Sudan or something like that. China is also Mexico's second largest trading partner. Remember the North American, the Trans-Texas Corridor, the North American Transportation Corridor, NASCO? All involved in this. China is also Mexico's largest second trading partner. Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Chile currently have a pro-free market center-right governments. Center-right governments. Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Chile. They aren't as leftist as Washington, D.C. and Barry the Usurper, apparently. But that could change if leftist Ollanta Humala, who currently leads in the polls ahead of Peru's June 5th vote, is elected president. Peruvian minister... Peruvian Foreign Minister Jose Antonio Garcia Belende earlier described the agreement as a quote-unquote roadmap, not a treaty yet. In the ceremony, Romulo Rox, a special envoy representing Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli, signed the document as an observer. That's nice. Politically, the new trade bloc is a counterweight to the leftist Bolivarian Alliance, the ALBA group, led by Venezuela. Economist Jorge González Escudero told AFP, quote, it's important because these are countries with open market economies that have strong growth and can aggressively enter Asian markets. The four partners must now harmonize their trade policies as a process González would said would be difficult. I imagine that Vicki Davis could illuminate this discussion considerably with her input. Anyway, there's some more here. Just rolling those R's, baby. We'll be right back.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. You can find our chat room at becomevocallocal.com. And a big shout-out to all the AM and FM affiliates picking up our broadcast this morning. Back into the news basket here and closing out the news for today. Of course, when we look at this article, you know, Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's, when William becomes Britain's monarch, Kate Middleton, she will be queen. Queen Elizabeth II. William's grandmother announced today that the couple will be given the titles of the Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge. All right, so jumping over to the Black's Law Dictionary, fourth edition. This donated to our library by one of our listeners, 10K Puddles, in the chat room. Surely do appreciate such a fine gift to the library. But anyway, we find here under perpetual, perpetual is never ceasing, continuous, enduring, lasting, unlimited in respect of time, continuing without intermission or interval. Perpetual, perpetual. Let's talk about perpetuity. Perpetuity. Perpetuity of the king. The fiction of the English law, which for certain political purposes ascribes to the king in his political capacity the attribute of immortality. For, though the reigning monarch may die, yet by this fiction the king never dies. The office is supposed to be reoccupied for all political purposes immediately on his death. The king never dies. A fiction. And yet, we've been having to deal with these monarchs for centuries. They never die. the black nobility of Europe, maybe thousands of years into antiquity. We think about the word monarch, monarch. You know, of course, we talked about the archons and the codrus. That's right out of the Bible. Be not like the others, allowing archists to rule over you, and yet England has a monarch. Of course, they rule over Canada as well, Australia, any place you've seen her face. A monarch, a one-arch, the archists, the archons. Interesting stuff. And of course, you can't talk about sustainable development without invoking the name of the sustainable prince, Prince Charles. After all, it was on his yacht, the Britannia, that some of this was negotiated, truly agreed upon, and finally passed back in 1992 off the shores of Rio de Janeiro, Earth Summit, Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio, where this week we've been talking about Chapter 7, one of my dreaded, most dreaded, but most well-read chapters in this book. This is their action plan for the 21st century. It should be on your reading list, too. Promoting sustainable human settlement development. Of course, we started to introduce this idea of how is it that it gets implemented locally. Last night, went to the Ozark Property Rights Congress, the Barry County Chapters meeting here, had a pretty good turnout. People from the far southwest chapter were there as well. Had a very interesting hour-long presentation on how to make cheese from whole milk, milk from your dairy cow. Very interesting, learning a lot about it. And the fellow that was doing the presentation had made his own cheese presses and other things out of stainless steel and whatnot. Delightful. Very good presentation. But we also discussed the implementation of the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts coming on and at the town nearby, Cassville, Missouri, as they're implementing this draconian system of codes and laws on the people of this very rural, small town, southwest Missouri County. Right? Very interesting. But we talked about a variety of these various things. And in order to really fully understand how this comes in, we need to understand Enhanced 911. Enhanced 911. E911. Isn't it something? Isn't it great, folks? Your two-year-old could pick up the telephone and tippy-tap into the keys there, 911, or perhaps just press a red dial or something, a keypad in your memory. And a bingo bango, not only would the 911 call center pick that call up, but they would immediately be able to get a three-dimensional coordinate geometry location on the origin of that call and then dispatch accordingly and hold you on the line. But that, you'd think, well, that's wonderful. I mean, after all, look what this horrible, horrible, horrible incident in the South that we need to be paying attention to. You know, up on Bloomberg yesterday, I did get one heads up to this in the chat room, but I overlooked it. But after the broadcast, I went back and checked the link, and it was dreadful. All right. I told you that here in southwest Missouri, the storms have been really heavy. We've been having nothing but rain and lightning, and the clouds just look deadly. Well, storms and heavy rain sweep through Barry County, right where I live. They got a funnel cloud photograph here, you know, so they were all over. And you look up on AccuWeather, you could see it. Very interesting development. Looked like, to me, like there was a scorpion crawling laterally from west to east across central part of the United States, and its tail, like the scorpion's tail, was just sweeping down across northern Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma, down across Arkansas, and through Missouri during the time period that I was watching it. But it was like this scorpion's tail, and that little hook at the bottom of that tail was what was casting out these funnel clouds, all right? Well, down in Alabama, horrible death toll down there from the tornadoes. They say this morning it's now over 280 people. Alabama, the third straight day, a vicious storm slammed the South, also turned out to be the deadliest. The death toll stands at a staggering 280 people, 180 of those fatalities coming in Alabama alone. And it's just a scene of utter destruction. Some say that this was this major tornado was a mile wide, and some say that it was on the ground for 100 miles. Unbelievable. You just can't get away from that. It doesn't make any difference how many beans you've got, how much bullion you've got stored. And it doesn't matter how many rifles you've got and how many bullets you've got, how many Bibles you've got, and how much storage food you have. When the Vegematic comes through town, it lays all things to waste, resets everybody's dial to zero, and takes a loss of life to utter proportions here. Anyway, So all of this works out very well, not only for the globalist, if you will, but this also advances and is going to make a real good sale point for the change agents when they come to town. And again, I don't want to diminish what's going on down in Alabama. My heart's out to those people. I know the trouble that they're dealing with. I know what it's like to sleep, you know, on one elbow overnight as the whole house is shaking and you think the roof is going to come right off. I've been around heavy winds before. You go out and you see all the broken trees in the yard and you just know that you've been blessed one more night with an umbrella of grace over your cabin and that you're still going to, you know, alive to talk about it. But anyway, the globalists are going to make great hay on this, and we're going to find out why in a moment. But let's go on a little bit further here. Promoting human settlement planning and management in disaster-prone areas. I'm going to jump ahead now in this chapter in Agenda 21, the basis for action. Now listen to the words. Natural disasters cause loss of life, disruption of economic activities, and urban productivity, particularly for highly susceptible low-income groups, and environmental damage such as loss of fertile agricultural land and contamination of water resources, and can lead to major resettlement of populations. Now, we saw what happened in Katrina, a major resettlement of population out of the Ninth Ward, right? Even if it did take a little bit of detonation to get those dikes to blow. Down now, over in south, in Alabama, there's a swath of houses that completely destroyed. And we'll be right back with that.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
On a day report earlier, we talked about housing and housing starts, and if you can think about it from the standpoint now, and they were pointing to the south as the southeast as the region where there was most activity in housing starts, but now you think about it from the standpoint of a swath 1 mile wide, 100 miles long, there's going to be a lot of rebuilding in there. Now, will there be or will there not be? All of those houses that will be rebuilt will have to be rebuilt according to this code. And so it's to the advantage of the Global East because it will advance that all of those houses and all of those businesses and all those buildings will have to be compliant with the new international building codes, especially resilient to things like tornadoes, windstorm events, lightning, rain, hail, flooding, all of that. Which means it's going to be very expensive to rebuild in that area, not to mention all of the infrastructure and so on. Now, also, if you might have heard, there was a talk, I guess, a comment made by Barry the Usurper as he was heading for yet another vacation to watch the last NASA launch going on today as well, I guess, or something. Then there will be a bunch of joblessness around there. It's another story. But one of the things he was talking about was he was deeply moved by the devastation of the tornado. I don't know, from 60,000 feet looking out the window maybe or something, and U.S. One or Air Force One flies over. But nevertheless, he was deeply moved. And then he mentioned, however, the key word, catastrophe. Catastrophe. So we talked a little bit of yesterday and perhaps the day before about catastrophe bonds, cat bonds. There's a lot of money in this. Now, these guys, all their horse lost. Everybody that was betting on the southeast of the United States, their pony lost the race. They had a catastrophe. They would have done really well, Travelers Insurance and all the others, if they could have sold cat bonds to lots of investors, everybody betting that there wouldn't be a catastrophe. But they lost. And so now, on top of all the other woes and maladies, as we have continuation, and you know, earlier in the week, maybe last week, Friday, something like that, before Ishtar, Gaia Day, or whatever you want to call it, they were here on AccuWeather, they were talking about how we are way behind this year so far on the number of tornadoes that we would ordinarily have. And they were forecasting as many as 22 tornadoes in the area that I live in. Of course, they didn't hit here a little bit, but didn't really hit here. They fell further to the south. Nevertheless, they came. And if you would have looked at the AccuWeather maps as I was watching, it was a very peculiar system that was being developed out to the west, in the more central states, in the Kansas area and places like that, there was like whole squares. They would start out as a very small, tiny little square, and then all of a sudden a huge square would come up. And then that would become a major cloud cover, and then it would join the other cloud covers and join. But they were coming up as squares. Started out as just a little pixel, and then would come up as a square. Whole square areas in it, to me, looked very manipulated and suspicious. Didn't look like it at all, something natural going on there. But anyway, all of this works together. All things can work together for the good, especially if you're trying to advance Agenda 21, sustainable development. And we'll find out more about that as we go along. Over the past two decades, they, again, this is all of the natural disasters, they are estimated to have caused some 3 million deaths and have affected 800 million people. Now, they say in two decades. But I did a series of web searches and whatnot, and I couldn't come up with anywhere near 3 million deaths attributable to these natural disasters in the 20 years preceding 1992. But this is what they claimed, and that it affected 800 million people. They always like to throw in big numbers when they can, you know, 6 million died. Global economic losses have been estimated by the Office of the United Nations Disaster Relief Coordinator to be in the range of $30 billion to $50 billion per year. What are we doing here in this text? What we're doing is we're generating the need. We're showing a need for doing this effort. Right? And this is basically just a United Nations speak, and here it is. The General Assembly in Resolution 44236, and you can find all of these resolutions just by simply typing in un.org, unitednations.org, into your browser, your web browser. And then over in the search box, you could type in Resolution 44/236. That's 44236. And this resolution will come right up. I've done that. Proclaimed in the 1990s as the International Decade for National Disaster Reduction. Now, isn't that curious? The 1990s. The International Decade for Natural Disaster Reduction. And then there it was on December the 31st of 1999 when the International Decade for Natural Disaster Reduction coming to a close. And everyone had prepared and prepared and prepared for Y2K, just as everybody's preparing for 2012. And see, this is like programmed reality. Anyway, continuing. And then that event was a non-event. That event was a non-event. That goes all the way back to the Club of Rome 1972 or thereabouts, where they were basically saying that in the next 20 years, we would just, you know, all of our resources would be exhausted and, we, you know, the Earth would come to an end. Well, that was how they floated it. And then they had the Earth Summit in 92. Okay. And dropping down a little bit, the goals of the decade bear relevance to the objectives of the present program area. In addition, there is an urgent need to address the prevention and reduction of man-made disasters. You could say that Fukushima, and here it is, and or disasters caused by inter alia. And this is the only Latin word that you'll find in all of Agenda 21. It's used everywhere. Whenever you see it, I like to use it in my own writings just as a way to nudge, nudge, nod, nod, and wink, wink to people I correspond with. But I'll use inter alia, I-N-T-E-R-A-L-I-A, always in italics, Italian, Latin. Okay, and it means among others. So here we go again. There is an urgent need to address the prevention and reduction of man-made disasters and or disasters caused by, inter alia, industries, unsafe nuclear power generation, and toxic waste. So I have been reserved as regards to the Daiichi Fukushima power plant disaster because I know that it fits right into the agenda. You see, if you read the agenda, you know what the action plan is, you know what the overall goal is, then you can kind of... It helps you to moderate your enthusiasm for the news. All right? You've got to know that the master blasters of disaster are working overtime in the background. Disaster mitigation, section 7.58, and this is where we come in with FEMA. This is this little two-year-old, this is the way they always sell it, that your two-year-old will be able to pick up the telephone when Granny falls and dial 911. She doesn't need to be able to give instructions. She doesn't need to be able to tell the operator anything. You just need to show her how to push the button. And the next thing you know, you'll have a SWAT team smashing in your front door, all right, shooting everything, including your dogs and perhaps your daughter. The objective is to enable all countries, and particularly those that are disaster-prone, to mitigate the negative impact of natural and man-made disasters. Now, everything that man does on Gaia, on the Earth, is a disaster. And that's why I heard a report last evening that someplace, I think in South America, they're going to give Mother Earth rights. And so Hal Anthony once again is right when he says that rocks have more rights than people, because somebody has to be the advocate for Mother Earth. And so they're going to now enshrine, I guess, in international law, at least that's the desire, that Mother Earth has more rights than people, and that we need to assign a special advocate to represent Mama Earth in legal challenges. Right? This is all happening. It's real. The negative impact of natural and man-made disasters on human settlements, national economies, and the environment. So these are very real things. They shouldn't necessarily be overlooked by any means. I mean, we'd be foolish to do so. But at the same time, to be raised up to this level, to be an international treaty, and then have this kind of restrictions come in, there's got to be more to it. We'll find out what that is right after this.
home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so jumping ahead once again in Agenda 21, and again I'm reading right out of this book. You can get a copy of this book for your own library. I believe it may be out of print of the United Nations. You might have to do a little bit of searching around for it. Perhaps you could call Brave New Books and see if they could pull it up for you. They're down in Texas, Brave New Books. I don't know. I think it might be bravenewbooks.com. But anyway, the sales number is E.93.I.11. Sales number E.93.I.11. And I have an ISBN number if you ever need that, too. And you can just shoot me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Tell me that you're interested in getting a copy of Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development for your library, and I'll give you all the contact information that I know of where you might be able to locate one of these. But anyway, it makes for an absolutely essential part of your reference library, because if you don't know where we're going, you're just lost walking, all right? That's all there is to it. No map, no compass, no altimeter. So continuing from 7.67, the basis for action, promoting sustainable construction industry activities. And so we look now and see what's going to be happening down in Alabama and other places after, and even in New Orleans following Katrina, anywhere and everywhere, down in Chile, down over in Haiti, now over in Japan. Anyway, this is a global action plan. It's going to happen every place. But what they're going to do now is they're going to have to promote sustainable construction industries activities. And this is a way that sustainable development moves forward. And remember, sustainable development, if we were to reduce it down to just one word, that word would be demand. It's maintaining, it's sustaining, it's propping up, and it's shoring up the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns, and they are businesses and contractors. All right? Construction industry, we always talk about the construction industry, especially on this broadcast. I used to be a general contractor. I'm still a union journeyman carpenter, layout foreman, too. One of the many hats my mother used to dig at me all the time, told me I wore a lot of hats. I'd worn a lot of hats. That was really derogatory. She kind of did look like Queen Elizabeth, though. Chapter 7.67, the activities of the construction sector are vital to the achievement of the national socioeconomic development goals. Socioeconomic development goals. I'll say it again. The activities of the construction sector are vital. A disaster-resistant community is a sustainable community, of course. But this is vital to the achievement of the national socioeconomic development goals of providing shelter, infrastructure, and employment. However, they can be a major source of environmental damage through the depletion of natural resource base, degradation of fragile ecozones, chemical pollution, and the use of building materials harmful to human health. Look out. Those 2x4s might be toxic. All right? Then we'll just drop down just a little bit further here, because what they're talking about is the enhancement of the employment generation capacity of the construction sector. You see, all of this talk about construction, labor, you know, land, labor, and capital. Sound familiar? Adam Smith, try that one on for size, your Anglo-American capitalist sustain. All countries should, as appropriate and in accordance with national plans, objectives, and priorities, A, this is chapter 769, A, establish and strengthen the indigenous building materials industry based as much as possible on inputs of locally available natural resources. Now, you know that's false. That's no longer true. Might have been true in 92, but we no longer do that anymore. We're going to have to import all of our construction materials. We're going to have to import all of our construction materials from South America, from Chile and Brazil and China. In Japan. And then they, when they rebuild their places, they'll have to import it all from the United States or Europe. You see, we can't use anything indigenous, really, anymore. Not even our own indigenous labor force. No, they all stand idle while we implement the United Nations Migration and Development Agenda, and we bring in all of the people from the Southern Hemisphere to do our construction for us, and all of the people from Asia to run our IT sector. Well, that's the way it's going, anyway. Formulate programs, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E-S. That useless tale is the giveaway. This is Prince Charles writing here, probably out of the Tavistock Institute in England, right out of the Chatham House. Anyway, establish and strengthen indigenous building materials. Formulate programs to enhance the utilization of local materials by the construction sector by expanding technical support and incentive schemes. That's called grants and aid, for increasing the capabilities and economic viability of small-scale and informal operatives, which make use of these materials and traditional construction techniques. What they're really talking about here are grass houses, hay houses, you know, hay bale homes, mud huts, and that sort of thing as we rewild America and go back into a new feudalism. Right? That's where they're really going. Adopt standards and other regulatory measures which promote the increased use of energy-efficient designs and technologies. And it's this adopting the standards and other regulatory measures that we're going to talk about as we go further with enhanced mitigation. Comprehensive planning and zoning. The implementation of FEMA's International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. Continuing, in an economically and environmentally safe and sound way, formulate appropriate land use policies. You see, there's comprehensive planning, zoning. Introduce planning regulations specially aimed at the protection of eco-sensitive zones. That's your native growth protection easements. And physical disruption by construction and construction-related activities. No, we're going to have to move all of those people from Alabama someplace else because, after all, Mother Gaia likes to play with her tornadoes in that alley there. So those people are no longer appropriate. We're going to have to restore all of that vegetation and just move the people up, out, and away from harm. Promote the use. Now, this is really something. When I read this, it was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I had to go back to it. In fact, I had to had to try and read this book about four or five times. I don't know, there's some kind of voodoo that lays on top of this book. The average person, I know many, have bought a copy of this and they wanted to read it, and they'll get in and they might be able to go two or three pages and then they put it down. It happened to me too, and I was intensely interested in finding out more about it. But there was just something about it, like I say, some kind of voodoo that makes you want to put the book down and not to read it. So I just had to go back and force myself to spend a month in here, and I did. But when I read 769E, it was like my hair just stood straight up because I could see what was going down. Here's E. Promote the use of labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies which generate employment in the construction sector for the underemployed labor force found in most large cities, while at the same time promoting the development of skills in the development sector. I want you to think about that. What are we talking about? Promote the use of labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies. You know, all of Don Quixote's windmills, there's some 400,000, 500,000 of them being built this year. And we talked about them yesterday. India's rusty wind belt, okay? Labor-intensive. Labor-intensive. We need lots of people out there repainting and repainting, you know, repriming the Jeep, painting and repainting the windmill towers, putting new leading edges on all those blades, taking them down, adjusting them, oiling, squeaking and things. They don't want it to be efficient. They don't want sound, solid engineering here in this model. What they're looking for is labor-intensive construction. Now, in your mind, just go back to Egypt, and now let's build the pyramids. Wasn't that a labor-intensive scheme? Forget about caterpillar tractors. Those are old school, man. What we want to do now is to go back to number two shovels, just like they did in the Ukraine when they were digging the canals. You know, Lenin, Trotsky, you know, Joseph Stalin. They had to find some way of wiping out 20, 30, 40 million people. And so what they did was they dug canals by hand with wheelbarrows in hand. They didn't use tractors. They didn't have them yet. They hadn't worked out the deal for the Kama River plant there with the Fords yet. You know, but anyway, they were doing everything by hand, labor intensive. That's the way you can empty out the cities and put everybody back to work. Maybe down in Alabama. All right. Forget about the caterpillar tractors. Let's just clean up this 100-mile, 1-mile wide, 100-mile long swath of destroyed and decimated housing and infrastructure. Let's clean it all up one board at a time. You see that mess over there after the tsunami in Japan? Well, they'll be busy for a long time, too. Once the green glow starts to come down a little bit, they'll be busy, too, removing all of those boards one board at a time. Labor-intensive, all right? Gives people a job, doesn't it? It's kind of like putting down brick streets after the last Great Depression. But again, the promotion of the use of labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies which generate employment in the construction sector for the underemployed labor force found in most large cities, while at the same time promoting the development of skills in the construction sector, even if we have to leave the border wide open and invite the Mexicans to come over here and build our houses and clean our houses out and take care of the children. Well, anyway, I'm going to jump quickly. I'm going to have to move along quickly here, Will. There's really so much to discuss. It's hard to get into this. But this is a guide, and I put it out there. It's in the chat room, a link to it. I dropped it in. It's at the head of this morning's discussion. The State and Local Mitigation Plan, the How-To Guide, Getting Started, Building Support for Mitigation Planning. This is sustainable development. When you have to build support for something, you know that people wouldn't ordinarily gravitate toward this, so you have to build it, all right? And so the hazard mitigation planning process will be the focus. Yeah. All right.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So my time just goes by so rapidly anyway. The permit, let's go to that. Before you can go out and do any construction, before you can rebuild your home in Tuscaloosa, or before you can rebuild your home in Haiti or any of these other places, Chile, you're going to need to get a building permit. You're going to have to submit your plans. You're going to have to get your plans approved and get a building permit. And then you're going to have to get a permission to occupy after you're done. Well, here right out of the Black's Law Dictionary, just briefly, permit. What is a permit? It's a license or an instrument granted by the officers of excise or customs, certifying that the duties on certain goods have been paid or secured and permitting their removal from some specified place to another in another sense. It's a written license or a warrant issued by a person in authority empowering the grantee to do some act not forbidden by law but not allowable without such authority. So what they're basically saying there in Black's Law, which all of the lawyers read, is that a permit is simply permission to do something that would otherwise be unlawful. So you're just engaging in an unlawful act, I suppose, but you have the blessings. It's like going to the Pope. You could actually marry your sister, I guess, if you paid Peter's pence and got an indulgence from the Pope. And this is very much what's going on here. The hazard mitigation planning process. Hazard mitigation planning is the process of determining how to reduce or eliminate the loss of life and property damage resulting from natural and human, they say here, man-caused hazards. Four basic phases are described for the hazard mitigation planning process, as shown in this diagram. Of course, you can't see the diagram, so I'll have to read it to you. For illustration purposes, this diagram portrays a process that applies to proceed sequentially. However, the mitigation planning process is rarely a linear process. It is not unusual that ideas developed while assessing risk should need revision and additional information while developing the mitigation plan, or that implementing the plan may result in new goals or additional risk in assessment. Now, you wouldn't necessarily understand that statement on the first read. I understand what they're talking about because I've been after this for years and years. One of the first to really bring it out on the alternative media network. But nevertheless, it's circular, and it's circular reasoning. We've talked about that. But let's drop it and go on. Organize resources. This is the first thing. From the start, communities should focus on the resource needed for a successful mitigation planning process. Essential steps include identifying and organizing interested members of the community, as well as the technical expertise required during the planning process. And so here you're going to go out into the community, you get all your centers of influence, you get the guys that own the lumber stores and the hardware stores, you get your sheriff and your police department and all of those guys involved. You'll get your building department if you already have one. And of course, any planners, urban planners and architects in the area, and all of the Bugs and Bunny people, and all the non-governmental organizations, and all the watershed place. Well, you get the idea. I mean, they come out of the drove. They come out of the woodwork. Why? Well, because they've all dialogued into consensus with Agenda 21. They're all on board with the United Nations. And that's what they want to do. They want to dip into that bucket and have consensus meetings. And they sit around and drink wine and eat cheese. Assess risks. Next, communities need to identify the characteristics and potential consequences of hazards. It is important to understand how much the community can be affected by specific hazards and what the impacts would be on important community assets. And so at this particular juncture, this is basically just cut, copy, and paste. They go up and get all the demographics they can off of the Internet, and they fill in blanks that have been provided for them by others, usually the change agents. And oftentimes these individuals come from either the American Planning Association, as we've been discussing, or from your local University Extension Council. All right. Lots of folks around to help you with that. And it's basically just one of these bring in the news articles, just like the one that I've just shared with you. You'd want to bring this Berry County Advertiser, Volume 44, Number 28. Storms and heavy rain sweep through Berry County, and then especially this photo with a funnel cloud. You kind of have that. That's going to be helpful. Number three, develop a mitigation plan. Armed with an understanding of the risk posed by hazards, communities need to determine what their priorities should be and then look at possible ways to avoid or minimize the undesired effects. The result is a hazard mitigation plan and strategy for implementation, even if that includes nasty barky dogs. That's right. That could be a hazard. Implement the plan and monitor the progress. All right. Communities can bring the plan to life in a variety of ways, ranging from implementing specific mitigation projects to changes in the day-to-day operation of local government to ensure the success of an ongoing program. It is critical that the plan remains relevant. Thus, it is important to conduct periodic evaluations and make revisions as needed. Now, for those of you that understand who Auguste Comte was, Isidore François-Marie Xavier Comte, he was the man that came up with and coined the term sociology. He developed the science initially. He posited it as the queen of sciences to trump even philosophy. But in there, one of the things that he is famous for having written is that there are no absolutes. I'll say it again. There are no absolutes. Everything is relative. We've heard about moral relativism and things like that, right? Everything is relative. There's no absolutes. So this plan will never be finished. This plan is a work in progress. You've heard that phrase, right? You've also heard that our Constitution is a living document. Right? This is the same thing. There are no absolutes. There are no absolutes in this positivist worldview that we live in. Everything is in a state of flux. Right? That's just the way it is. And so no one can count on anything. You thought you might be able to do such and such today, and you didn't know that they'd just changed the rules and the laws in the middle of the game, and so you went ahead and invested in rental properties, only to discover later that all of the deductions for property owners of rental properties have been annulled. They've been thrown out. And here you're deeply invested in it. Now what are you supposed to do? Well, they just changed the rules. It's like trying to play basketball or something like that, and then all of a sudden they start implementing soccer ball rules. Well, tough luck for you. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has developed a series of mitigation planning how-to guides to assist states and communities and tribes talked about that yesterday, in enhancing their hazard mitigation planning capabilities. This is all about capacity building, but it's also women, children, and indigenous people. That's the tribes there. They throw that in. These guides are designed to provide the type of information state and local governments need to initiate and maintain a planning process that will result in safer communities. And so you can anticipate that your hazard mitigation planning group will be with you forever. You know, that's the way it is with government. It's always move up, move out, or die. They have to demonstrate their inefficiency and their ability to spend their budget on an annual basis in order to justify their existence. You know, they're always overworked, underpaid, and understaffed. And by the way, we need more computers, and we really could use a new building of our own. Yeah, that's how it goes. Continue now. The Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000. In the past, federal legislation has provided funding for disaster relief. Okay, provided federal funding. It's not really their money to give, but we're going to redistribute the wealth between nations and among nations. All right, between people and among nations. This is blank number two, I think it is, of Karl Mordecai Marx's Communist Manifesto. The Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, that's also known as DMA 2000, is the latest legislation to improve this planning process and was put into motion on October the 10th of 2000 when the president signed the act, Public Law 106-390. Public Law 106-390. You can just find a law and type it into find law and bring it right up. The new legislation reinforces the importance of mitigation planning and emphasizes planning for disasters before they occur. That's right. Hey, you might not need it, but if you have it when you need it, you'll really be thankful, right? So get those Bibles, those bullion, the bullets, and the beans, baby, and stack them up out in the garage underneath your camouflage tarp with your water filters. Emphasize planning for disasters before they occur. As such, this act establishes a pre-disaster hazard mitigation program and new requirements for the National Post-Disaster Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. See, we've got pre-disaster planning and post-disaster recovery. Now, they didn't mention Agenda 21 in this document, but what are they implementing? Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, aren't they clever? They just never will tell anybody that this is just a United Nations initiative, Agenda 21. Section 322 of the Act specifically addresses mitigation planning at the state and the local levels. It identifies new requirements that allow HMGP funds to be used for planning activities. Those are the grants, all right, that finance the planning. Well, we're all out of time, unfortunately. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcast.